Hi, my name is Kittu Randhawa and I'm the project lead and managing founding director of ICSA, Indian Subcontinent Crisis and Support Agency. So I've come to this forum, I was invited by the Sari Club, who have been looking at the work that we've been doing over the last few years, and particularly in domestic and family violence, supporting community members with case management. We work with them to help them understand what's happening, what their options are, and then what to do after following that. We've been in this forum today to join other panelists to talk about the different aspects, so that the people attending today get an idea that domestic and family violence is not as simple as one smack and a thump and the police get called. There are many intersections, there are many complications, and everybody's situation is unique. Not everybody will have the same needs or the same outcomes that they want when they are faced with living in an abusive relationship or a difficult relationship. So that was our connection to the forum today.
And if there is someone who's in this kind of a situation, what is it that, you know, women can actually do? Because it's a very, very difficult situation being in a foreign country and being in that situation.
Yeah. There is. Look, there's a number of ways that you can get advice first. But the first thing is that whatever you do, you must do it safely. If somebody is controlling or abusive and they find out that you're talking to someone and you shouldn't, that can be very risky for them. And they will work harder at making sure that person doesn't connect with anyone. So the first thing is find a safe spot, safe place. It could be talking to another mother at a school. It could be at the library. It could be an employer. But somewhere where you can quietly say, who can I talk to? But if you can, there are 1-800 and 1-300 numbers that you can call and talk confidentially to get an idea of what your situation is in order to know what the next steps are. Alternatively, if it's safe enough, and generally we will always respect person's instructions on what their safety is, you can go to our website, www.icsa.net.au. There's a refer form. If you can refer yourself, we will. If you say that, don't message me or ring me only between this time, or you can only email me, tell us how to contact you and we will contact you and we'll start from there. But first thing is, we always try to understand a person's situation, their limitations, to make sure they're safe and that they don't make any rash decisions like leaving home, which is going to give them 10, 15 more complications to deal with, which they're not prepared for. So today we heard a case study by somebody who talked about their lived experience, and it took her years to be prepared to leave, and she knew the system. So sometimes in our community, people can say, you know, call 000, there is help out there, and they jump out not being aware that everyone's situation is different.
Thank you so much for your time.
No worries. Thank you.
Thank you.